Marigold McNeely is 87 years old, the same age as Queen Elizabeth, she likes to say. A Lakeview resident for decades before she and her husband moved to the North Shore, she was the same age as one of today's American high school seniors when she joined the Women's Royal Naval Service, the Wrens.
Well, I was 17 and a half when I signed up. I grew up in a small town, Burnham-on-Sea in Somerset, and that's where I was when the war broke out. And I was educated at a French convent that had been evacuated from France, I think Anjou, France. It was a Sacred Heart convent, and stayed there until I graduated. And while I was there, it was wartime, and if you didn't volunteer for one of the services by the time you were 18, they could put you anywhere, women or men. And I didn't want to go in the army, so while I was at school, I volunteered for the Wrens.
Interviewed by naval officers, she was chosen to be part of a project so secret she could not even discuss it with her family.
And we had to sign the Official Secrets Act that was good for 30 years. My family, my mother, nobody ever knew what I did.
What she did was to be part of a code-breaking effort intercepting German messages about troop movements and supply routes, the Enigma Project. Working in an English stately home in Bletchley Park, 1 hour north of London, she and other young women were on duty day and night, programming around the clock the huge machines that English scientist Alan Turing had created to decipher encrypted messages.
You know, it was a very noisy environment. And very stressful. It was like 8 hours on and 8 hours off, and then a weekend off every now and again. Wrens were the only ones working on the machines and the decrypting and all that. We had British Air Force that were the technicians that kept the machines going. And when the Americans came into the war, they sent a few signalmen there, but that was almost at the end.
Marigold McNeely and her fellow Wrens were never told exactly what they were working on, although they recognized it must be important. The fear that the Germans might invade and torture them to gain their knowledge was one reason. Another was to fulfill the British slogan of the time, "Loose lips sink ships." For some, the daily stress, the noise, and isolation from their families was too much. But most, like Marigold, soldiered on.
Well, we didn't have any choice because we'd probably be in the brig or be beheaded or something if we told anybody. But a couple of people, Wrens, that I actually knew went sort of bonkers. And instead of discharging them, they sent them to insane asylums because they were afraid of what they might say. I mean, it was so automatic, I guess. We just went to work and did what we had to do. And then we were kind of wild when we got away from it all and went to London and had a gay old time, I can tell you.
It's hard to believe now that not too long ago, a decision was made that would have eradicated the history of Bletchley Park.
They were going to make Bletchley Park into a residential, like a subdivision, and it got rescued. And now part of the lottery money goes to keep up Bletchley Park, besides a lot of other donations and things, but that's partly how they are financed.
For more information about Marigold McNeely and Bletchley Park, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.